Hi, this is David Sieg with OffGridLiving.com. Okay, if you've followed the outlines of this course this far, you're seeing real savings every single month now. You've cut your utility bill in half, at the very least. For some, that money saved might mean an extra meal out on the town. For others, it might be a car payment. I'm going to ask you to use that money for something different. I'm going to ask you to use it to free yourself once and for all from the utility company. Or better yet, pay the minimum amount and use your local utility as a backup system instead. Not possible, you say? Oh, yes, it is. Regulating your local utility to a backup or secondary role in your energy life makes a lot of sense. No matter what, utilities will continue to rise, which means in the long run, you'll save even more money. But more importantly, from an off-the-grid point of view, paying the minimum, which in my case is $10 a month, keeps the government entities off your back. If you eliminate your utilities entirely, this sends up a red flag to the utility service, who, in turn, pass that information on to government entities who are looking for that sort of thing. Already, city officials are coming down on people living off the grid in suburban environments. They are condemning properties off the grid as unfit for human habitation. Any excuse will do when you have the power to do so. Instead, be smart and pay the minimum. So how are you going to get your utilities down to the minimum payment? Now, since you've air-sealed your home and eliminated all the heating and cooling losses, it'll be time to employ passive heating and cooling techniques, which you'll find in the next section. Using these techniques now, you'll be able to slash another 40% or more off your utility bill. By the end of the next section, if you put these concepts into action, you'll have cut your utility bill by 90 to 95%. It works. I've done it. Once you've gotten to that point, it'll be time to introduce solar energy for generating electricity. In later sections, I'll show you how to eliminate the final 5 to 10% of utilities and even sell excess energy back to the utility company if it is allowed in your state. So hold on. We're just getting started.